Team Mobile. AN4 GFW. How'd your day go? For a hump day. It's like a Friday. I'm off tomorrow. They get to babysit my grandkids in the morning, and then I'm going to work on putting that NVIS antenna up. And then hopefully Friday, if you're available, I'll give you a holler.
Yeah, I may or may not be on the air in the morning. Got to take Mama's Jeep over there to McKinney for service. But I'm gonna try EchoLink. I haven't never tried EchoLink, but I'm going to try it anyway.
Good off your iPhone.
Out to Ed in the morning and see how he's doing. A minute or two out, probably.
Good evening on the radio.
Keep on there in a little bit. I'm going to go home and then take the dog for a walk, but after about 5 o'clock, I should be on. You want to do something?
I'll save it to Friday. I've got company coming over for dinner, and they're going to probably stay till 8:30 or 9 o'clock, I presume.
You're going to be past my bedtime.
My bedtime, but I'll get to sleep in till 6 in the morning, so I'm going to stay up a little bit later tonight.
Yeah, I hear you. That's about the same way I do.
My daughter's, she has to leave the house at 7, so I'm going to go down there. Them kids got an Xbox. They're going to try to get me to play one of them multiplayer games with them. I'll probably play that till I get seasick or motion sickness and throw up. Then I'll leave them alone.
Yeah, they got one of them virtual reality masks and that. You need to try that. That was pretty cool. I enjoyed it.
Not one of them. They're all still playing the stick stuff. I don't know, you know, if they've got moved up to that level yet.
If I'm down there in Anderson, he has one. He's 15 and that. So I tried it and that. Man, I dang near beat him.
Them youngsters a run for their money.
But beating his high score, so then he had to sit in there and try to beat me. It's like, really? Did you have to do that?
Yeah.
I hurt myself trying to beat him, though.
That would be the thing. I'd probably end up getting hurt on that.
And I forget I'm 60.
It never lets me forget how old I am.
Not then, but it does the next day.
Did you say you had an amp or you don't?
I have one. And I just do the 100 watts that I have. I've been doing pretty decent on it. And I looked at the price of those first. First, I need to get me another radio if I'm going to do that before I get an amp. Unless I just fell into one or something.
Yeah, it's one of them deals where you just about have to either get one at a swap meet or find something used on eBay or Craigslist. But, man, them suckers are expensive. I looked at them today. That's crazy money.
I could go for one of those.
Just about. Well, you know, I bought a 100 amp, 12 volt powered amplifier at one time for my vehicle, and then Tim bought it. I don't think he's using it. I might try to see if I can buy that from him. Good grief, that thing's used by now. He's never used it, but it's old enough, it's out of warranty, so maybe I can get a discount on what I sold it to him for.
On your radio, it's probably got 100 watts on it, doesn't it?
It does, but I think this was my this one doesn't. No, that I bought it for a mobile radio.
Talking about putting it on your HF.
It's, mine's got 100 on it on HF.
And I make the repeater, you know, pretty good all the way down there on 26, just on 50 watts. So I'm not really. You know, unless I was all the way over there in Florence or something, I really don't feel like I need 100 watts.
The meter that I catch out of Knoxville. Knoxville. Well, it's in between Knoxville and Sevierville, and I can just barely hit that thing. It's got some towers that are linked to it. When I come into Asheville, I'd like to be able to hit it pretty strong.
KN4TFW.
Take it for NXC.
T-Mobile. On screen. I'm on my 5-watt with a 12-inch dual band stealth antenna. And I'm surprised how well it does work.
Noise coming in there, but I mean, I can understand you.
Yeah, Roger. I just use it for, you know, local stuff. I don't want to do a lot of stuff to the car. I use this and my little antenna, and most times I can get in the 6-1 okay.
Bofang?
No, sir. This is an ICOM, an early tri-band ICOM. It's a T8A. 2, 4, 4, and 6 meters.
To my destination, so I'm going to say 73, and hope you guys have a good one, and I'll try to catch up with you guys later. KN4TFW.
And have a good one. Have a good evening. We'll catch up with you. Maybe not, if not Friday morning, then Friday evening. KK4NXC, will be mobile, and 732, my friend.
Call later. Thanks for letting me in there. I'm not too far from the house either. Good evening. AC4Q Mobile, Bowling Springs.
Please have a good day, KK4NXC.